today I have a story to tell you that is one that Jesus told originally. It's kind of a weird story, actually, and I will kind of clue you in as to when it starts getting really weird. It's a story about a farmer who had a big vineyard, lots of grapes to be picked, and when he needed those grapes picked, he went out early in the morning to find people who would work on his farm. So he found some people. He said, "I will pay you one denarius," which is about what it takes to live for a day. So it was a day's pay, basically. So they came and started working. And then he saw that they weren't going to get finished, so he went out about middle of the morning and found some more people and said, "Come work for me." He didn't say what he would pay, but they said, "Sure." He went out again in the middle of the day and again in mid-afternoon. And then about an hour before it was time to quit working, he went back and he saw some people standing around. He said, "What are you doing standing around here?" They said, "Nobody would hire us." He said, "Well, I will. Come on. Come on. Come work for me." So they came and they worked 1 hour. Now, this is where it starts getting really weird. When the farmer decided to pay all of the workers, he started with the ones who had only worked for an hour. And at the end of the line were the ones who worked all day. The last ones hired were the first ones to be paid. And when he paid them one denarius, the exact same amount that it takes to live for a day, and the same amount that he had promised to pay to the ones who had worked all day. Well, when the ones who had worked all day saw it, they thought, "This is great, because if he pays those who worked for 1 hour enough to live all day, then we deserve more, don't we? We deserve to be paid a lot more than that." So they were looking forward to being paid a lot more because they thought they deserved it. But every single worker he paid just enough to live on for that day. When he got to those who had worked all day and he gave them their pay, they said, "Wait a minute, this isn't fair. They only worked an hour. We worked all day." The farmer said, "What did I agree to pay you?" They said, "Well, one denarius. But we worked all day and they just worked an hour." He said, "What did I pay you?" They said, "One denarius." He said, "You have no reason to complain. I paid you exactly what it takes to live all day and exactly what I agreed to pay you." They said, "Yeah, but they got paid the same." He said, "Are you telling me I can't be generous with what belongs to me? Are you telling me I can't choose to pay them enough to live on for a day if I choose to with my money?" Now, that sounds like a terribly unfair story. It does to me, except everybody who worked all day, and everybody who worked a part of the day, and everybody who worked just an hour needed that much to live for the day. And the farmer knew that. They got what they needed to live. And we get what we need to serve Jesus. You know? We all do. And thank goodness we do. Now, I'm going to talk a little bit more up here in the sermon about the disciples of Jesus arguing about who's the greatest and who deserves more. Guess what? They got surprised just like those workers did. So as you listen to the sermon, see if you can't hear the story I just told you in the sermon as well. Okay? Let's pray. Thank you, God, for giving us everything we need for each and every day. Thank you for calling us to do your work and then giving us what it takes to do that. Thank you for calling us to be your people and helping us to be your people and be the loving light of Christ wherever we go. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you all for coming down.